I don't immediately recall a time where we have seen two senators break so publicly with elected state leaders back home from the same party. The fact that both Senators Perdue and Loeffler are now supporting this lawsuit by the state of Texas, siding with President Trump and going against their own home state of Georgia, it's really politically breathtaking to see. Think about how we all thought there would be some bruised feelings left from the race between Senator Loeffler and Congressman Doug Collins, but I have to say that doesn't really compare to what may lie ahead for the GOP in Georgia, as I really think Republicans are on the verge of creating an enormous divide in their own party. Exactly 5 weeks after Election Day, there was no Hail Mary from the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump, as the justices without comment rejected a GOP lawsuit designed to stop Pennsylvania from awarding electoral votes to Joe Biden. Now the president and his GOP allies also were rebuked by the Arizona Supreme Court and in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, as the Trump campaign and Republicans have now racked up over 50 court defeats against only a single minor victory, as the courts say no evidence of vote fraud is being presented. President Trump made an absolutely extraordinary public plea yesterday to go around the voters and get himself re-elected, as during a White House event the president appealed to Republican state legislatures and justices on the U.S. Supreme Court to help him overturn his election defeat, rattling off a series of election fraud charges which have been debunked all around the nation. So far, the president's direct request to have GOP legislatures in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania overturn Joe Biden's victory have gone nowhere, but never before have we seen a president so directly try to subvert the outcome of an election like this.